Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today we're gonna have a story time. We're gonna tell you about different experiences and stories we've had during windsurfing. So today I feel like you're the main character of most of our like stories.
Yeah.
Because like everything that can go bad happens with you, I think.
Yeah, it was so bad. Calm at the sea, actually.
Yeah, like yesterday even, you had an incident.
Yeah, and that wasn't even my fault. Yeah, it's so crazy. I was just sailing around. It was lots of wind and huge waves, and I had this small sail, so it's actually so fun. But in the end of the session, I just heard this huge sound on my foil. It literally, I thought the whole foil was like falling off from the board, or something was like breaking. So I was like, okay, what the fuck? Like, yeah. So I
and you got a huge catapult. No?
Yeah, I did that as well. So when I lay in water, I just turn around a board to see like if my foil was there at all.
Mm.
So then I saw that my fuselage was broken. Like it's literally the half of the foil on my front wing.
Yeah, like from the mast, like the whole front wing and the whole front part of the fuselage was gone. So you only had like half a fuselage and a back wing and a mast.
Yeah, it was. It looked so crazy. I was like, what the fuck did this happen? I wasn't crashing in anything. It was literally nothing in the sea. And I couldn't see anything around me.
Yeah. And I was in the middle of like a race with the girls. So I came like around the top mark going downwind as usual. And then I suddenly see Thea laying in the sea. And I was like, ah, she probably crashed in a wave or something. And then I look a bit closer and I was, thinking like that's a strange angle because I cannot see her front wing, and when I came closer I was like, is there no front wing there? And like that was like so crazy because I thought that like it was a different angle and that like I was fooled, but it was literally no front wing there, and it looked so strange.
It looked so weird. I was so shocked, and I didn't expect it to happen at all.
No, it was so strange. And then you have to get rescued, right?
Yeah, so then Tuva came.
Yeah, I came down, and I pretty much have the same reaction as you.
Yeah.
And I was like, where is your front wing?
Yeah, it was so strange. Like, I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah, and then I was, and then the trainer boat come.
The coach
come and said that we have to rig down the sail. So Thea took my equipment, and I jumped at her board and rig down her sail in the ocean.
Yeah, how was that? That's a bit difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, but he was helping me, so I had to like swim around the sail when it was in the ocean to take off the boom, and then I had to swim at the other side to take off the boom at the other side, and then I had to roll the sail in the ocean.
Mm.
And you know, that's so heavy. Like my arm was like broken, and it was so much wind and waves, so when I was sailing inside I was like death.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah
completely.
But you got into shore and you survived. Yeah, but your foil unfortunately did not survive.
Yeah, it didn't. And I still don't understand why it happened. Like,
you didn't crash in anything?
Yeah, I missed my front wing. I missed my foil already. And it's like, I don't understand why it happened.
Yeah.
It's so strange. I can't get over it. Like, I'm so screwed in my head right now.
Well, but that's not the only thing that have happened. In Portugal in 2018, you were joining us for a training. You didn't have a high level, so you didn't know how to go upwind or how to tack. But you knew, like, how to drift.
How to stand on a board and holding my sail. Yeah.
Yeah. And the wind was like from shore, so it was offshore. Yeah. So it was probably not the best idea to letting you out. But
no.
Yeah. Anyway, you went out and you had a good time, no?
Yeah, I actually had a good time. But I remember I always tried to get into the beach from the first time on the water. Like from the beginning of the session, I just start trying to get in. Because I didn't know how to do it, and I was like stuck and I was drifting around.
Mm.
But in the end, I got into the beach, but far, far away from where I went out.
Yeah, so me and Tuva got so worried. We were like, what's going... Like, we thought that you were like crying and freaking out. So we were like asking these guys, hey, can you maybe pick up that girl? Because she's drifting to Africa. And they were like, nah, she'll be fine. We'll see like in an hour. And I was like,
we're even asked the lifesavers,
the lifeguards.
Yeah, lifeguards to pick you up, but they didn't.
No, they didn't want to do it. So we took the matters in our own hands and ran down the beach like for 20 minutes. We ran 20 minutes straight.
And
with our wetsuits on, and like it was so warm.
And I ran the fastest I could.
Yeah, because we thought that she was freaking out. When we came there, you actually just got into the beach.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, she's fine, everything's fine, but now we have to get back, right? And we were thinking like, oh, do we really want to walk for 60 minutes? Because it's 20 minutes running, so we figured, okay, probably 60 minutes walking then.
Yeah.
With equipment. And I was like, nah, I can just windsurf you. Like,
yeah,
you can sit on my board, I can windsurf you, and then it'll be, like, way easier, way more fun, and, yeah, just a better option. So, Thea sat on the front of the board, and you two of us sat on the back of the board.
Mm-hmm.
And we were basically, I was windsurfing them in. But when we came close to the shore, it wasn't that much wind, so...
And the board was, like...
It was basically underwater.
It was underwater.
Yeah. But when we came close to shore, it was very light wind, so it was hard to go upwind with the board under the water. So I said, guys, can you just like swim the rest of the like 100 meters?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, sure, because you're good swimmers. You can handle a little.
Yeah, we're like been swimming for...
Yeah, you know how to swim.
Yeah.
So they started swimming in, and suddenly I see like all these lifeguards running around on the beach, and I was thinking, oh shit, something serious must have happened.
We were looking around when we were swimming, and we were like, who's drowning?
Yeah. And suddenly I realized that the jet skis are coming for you guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, Thea, they are coming for us.
I thought it was so strange because we were just swimming. We was all fine. And why the fuck is they coming for us?
Yeah, I was like, this must be a misunderstanding, I thought. And yeah, so they came up to you guys and asked if you needed rescue. And yeah. Chino was like, yeah,
I don't need to swim. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she was like, ah, no, I don't need to swim. So it's a good option. But you were like, no.
I went, no. Ain't happening. I'm swimming. I'm fine. I'm not drowning. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So you eventually got in, but then you met this guy.
Yeah. It was like, I was literally 10 meters from the beach.
Mm.
And then it came like a jet ski to me for saving me. Like, yeah.
Like 10 meters from the beach.
10 meters from these.
There were kids bathing beside you.
Yeah, it was like, come on. Save this guy. But like, no. I said, no, I can do it by myself. I'm all right. So, yeah. Then I got into the beach.
But you met this, like, mean guy, no?
Yeah. The lifeguard was so upset.
He was pissed because he had, like, sent out, like, 10 people to rescue you guys. And you didn't need a rescue.
Yeah. And then he got pissed at us because we were 3 people sailing on one board. And they thought we was falling off.
Yeah, I didn't know that was illegal.
Yeah, like,
is that illegal?
I don't think so.
I don't think that's illegal. But anyway.
You were so stupid. Why did you do it?
Because they really thought we needed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was pissed off. But we survived.
We did it. This time as well.
Yes. And the last story is a story where you're also the main character, Thea.
You're always the main character.
Okay, so this was actually this summer. We were windsurfing in Denmark near Copenhagen. How do you say it in English?
I don't really know. I know it in Danish and Norwegian.
We were sailing in Denmark.
In Denmark, close to the capital. And it was like lots of like huge boats going in and out of this fjord where we were sailing. So like we try to not go close to them because like it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Really dangerous.
That's real dangerous.
Like yeah. The ship was pretty huge.
They were like so huge.
They were like
Yeah, they were huge.
No chance to survive if you get near them.
No, not at all. So we had a really great session actually, but then in the end of the session the wind dropped. Like it was like just gone. and we could not foil anymore. And it was like a huge current. So you, Tuva, just got in, no?
Yeah, because I was, we were sailing together, but then you just disappeared. Yeah. And your sail is blue, so I couldn't see it in the ocean. It was pretty hard. So I sailed in to see if you got in, and I was, and I saw you wasn't going in, so I was planning to turn around. There, I saw mom and dad was staying at the beach and screaming, "Get inside, Tuva! Get inside!" And I was like, "Okay, what is going on?"
Yeah, so you went inside, and I was stuck with Thea, and I just said, like, "Thea, just go upwind, like, don't mind foiling, just like try to get into the beach." And we started together, but then like you were so slow and I really want to go in to like eat and stuff. So I was like, "Tell you can manage, right?" And she was like, "Yeah." So I started like pumping my way in. And then when I'm close to beach, I suddenly see that Thea is like in front of one of these ships. And I was like, "Shit, Thea, this is it. You're gonna die." Because you were like straight in front of it. And I was like, "Oh my God."
But wasn't it just that wind cast that were coming and you were...
Yeah, it was coming a little wind because the wind was dropping at this moment. But then it came a little wind for like 5 seconds. And then I thought, okay, I'll go upwind. So I got closer to the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also closer to the ships.
Yeah, but you didn't get closer to the beach. You got even further away, in my opinion, and closer to the ships.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got a wind cast and you were like, "Oh, I want to foil," instead of thinking, "Oh, maybe I should stop for the chip."
Yeah. So she went straight in front of the ship and I was like, "Okay, this is it. You're going to die." I actually held this kind of funeral for you. Like, I was singing your favorite song and thinking, okay, she's going to die. And I was like, I was crying. I thought you were dying.
That's so crazy because I was literally far away from that ship.
But I can't, I don't believe you. Because, like,
I think you see it from the other perspective.
Really? Okay, but there were, like, lots of boats and you were just closer and closer.
Because
it was this stream in the water.
Yeah, current, dragging her. Eventually, I came in, and I was like, I saw mom and dad, and I started yelling at them, like, "Why didn't you call a rescue boat? She is almost dying out there." And they were like, "Oh, we already called, like, a bit ago." And I was like, "Yeah, you should have called, like, 30 minutes ago."
Yeah, I was standing there for, like, an hour or two.
I was so pissed. But... And then, eventually, the rescue boat came.
Yeah. But I wasn't that far from that ship, actually. No, I was far from the ship.
You were close to the ship. Oh, I saw God. It with my eyes.
But I was standing there.
We're seeing it in real life. You can't lie to us anymore.
Yeah, we saw you.
I was far away. I was just there. I was so burned and my hands was so... It was so heavy to hold the sail all the time. But my problem was I didn't get into the beach. But I didn't see that one of the ship was killing me.
I saw it.
But you're not thinking. Like if you don't think that, you're getting closer and closer to the chip.
Maybe I did get closer to the chip, but I didn't die.
This is a never-ending discussion. We should just move on. So the lifeboats came to rescue you.
Yeah.
How was that? Tell us about that.
They were speaking Danish, and yeah, Norwegian and Danish is quite similar, but at that moment, I had so big problems understanding him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, "What are you saying?" Yes, and then he asked my name. It was like, "Yeah, Thea," and he was like, "Okay, that's the right person." And then he was like, "Are you from Sweden?"
Yeah, because like we were very close to Sweden, so on the other side of the
fjord.
There was, like, Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sweden. And Sweden had, like, really bad corona cases. So he was like, "Oh, shit, are you from Sweden?" Because then he would not touch her.
Yeah, and I was like, "No, I'm from Norway." And I was like, "Oh, okay, that's fine." And I was like, "Okay." But then he, like, it came in other boats, a little smaller boat. But this was, like, a big boat. It couldn't, like, drive me so far, like, into the beach with my equipment and stuff.
Yeah.
So came another boat and dragged me to our house, actually. That was what happened.
And when he came in, like, everyone was crying because he almost died. And
I never, like, I didn't cry. I was never like, I was like thinking, Thea will survive. She always does it.
She always
survives.
Yeah, always she always survives until the day she doesn't.
Yeah. It's like, I was thinking, yeah, she found a way out. I remember never like thinking she's going to die.
I remember our little sister at like, she was 7.
Yeah, she was 7.
Six. Six, actually, at the moment.
Yeah.
She was writing this letter to me. It was like, are you fine, Thea? And stuff. It was like so sweet.
Yeah, she was so worried.
Yeah. Because
everyone was like stressing around, calling the rescue boats, and she didn't understand too much. She just knew that you
wrote,
were in trouble.
Like, are you fine? Like, what's happening outside there? And I was like, when I came in, was like, oh, I'm so fine. I wasn't dying at all. It was far away from the chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
But you weren't. You were close.
That's what you say.
Yeah. Never ending discussion.
I think that's good.
Yeah. So I think these are the stories for this time. And yeah. We'll see you guys next. Or not see you. Talk to you.
Talk to this MacBook.
We'll talk to this MacBook next week. So bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, MacBook. That's good, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.